I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can
morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We just thank God for another day, another day, another day. Another day brings on a new beginning. Another day brings on new blessings. Another day brings on another, a different day to change and leave old bad things in the past. It's just the awakening of yourself, a new deliverance, a new, just a fresh air, a new anointing breathing into you. Your lungs may be empty, but God's breath breathing into you on a newness will just fill you back up, bring you to life. You may feel like, oh, well, yesterday might have been a hard day for me. I don't have the strength. I don't have this. I don't have that. But guess what? God woke us up this morning. So that means when he woke us up this morning, he blew into us. He blew his breath into us. So we should be revived. We should be up, knowing that God is the person that got you here on today. He got you here. So he's saying, I love you enough that we're going to try this thing again. So anything that you did not conquer yesterday, anything that you may feel that you failed in, I'm going out today. We are waking up in a newness. So I sit and say to you, do not forget to get up and command your morning and let God know. He already knows the plan. But you need to communicate with him. You need to decree and declare. You need to sit and speak blessings. Encourage yourself. You may be down. You, Father God, I'm up this morning. I will get up, Father God. Even though my head is hurting, Father God, I'm praying, Lord Jesus, for you to help me to remove whatever is in my space this morning. Because I have some things that I need to do today. I will not sit here dormant and not do anything. God gives us the ability. So get up this morning. Control your action. Command what you feel that needs to be done today. And not just command. Believe that it's going to happen. Do not let the lack of come and overtake you. Wake up with the morning, with the mindset, I am victorious. I am a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Wake up with a level of expectation, knowing that God will meet you where you're at. Wake up, wake up, wake up, because it's a new day. No matter how the outside looks, no matter what's going around in your surroundings, think about the Holy Spirit that's inside of you and giving you the ability to do the things that is needed to be done. Good morning to our international partners. We say we love you. We thank you again for always joining in with us. We're just grateful. No matter what time of day it is where you're at, just know the same exact words that I've said to you applies to you to the United States of America, because it's 7 a.m. here. It applies to you because we remember a new day could be in the afternoon. A new day is when you have the awakening, a new awakening, a new awakening, knowing that Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. And that is a new day. So we just sit and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, my ADM family. We love you, too. We pray that you all had a glorious day in the Lord. And we're just going to go on and have a glorious day today. Mother Jackson, if you're on the line, press 1, please, and bless us with a prayer.
Good morning to each and every one of y'all. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come first giving you the honor who's the head of my life, and to Apostle Temple Spencer, and to First Lady, the Teacher Spencer, and to each and every one of you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come once more, God, on this blessed Tuesday morning, God. Just giving you the glory and the honor, God. Just thanking you for breathing down on us this morning, giving us another opportunity and another chance, God, to raise our hands up, head up, hallelujah, O-Kande, give you the glory this morning, God, just for another day, God. We realize, God, I always say you didn't have to do, God, but because of your love and your kindness and your mercy and your grace, God, here we are once more, God. Thank you, God. We just thank you how you're shielding us and protecting us from all things, God, even from the unseen danger, God. We thank you, God. And I pray, God, this day that you continue to lead us and to guide us, order our footsteps, God, that we shall go the way that you will have us to go, God, creating us a clean heart this morning, God, clean our heart, God, and just do a new thing in our minds. Turn up on shit. Regulate our minds, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, for everything that you have done, God. I pray, God, that you strengthen each and every one of us this morning, God. Give us the mind, God, a will, heart, or the bullshit, God, that we want to serve you and honor you, God. Give us a will, God, or the bullshit, God, that we want to live holy, heart, or the bullshit, this morning, God. Oh, give us a will, God, that we want to get rid of everything and make you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, this morning that we tell somebody that we truly love them and let it come from the depths of our heart, God. I pray this morning, hallelujah, God, that we can give somebody a hug, God, and say, Jesus love you and so do I. So, God, this morning, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let your perfect will be done, not our will, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let us begin to clean our house late. Never before. I don't know about you, God. Let us do that in a quick and a hurry, God, this morning, God. Because we realize, God, you're soon to come. I don't know about you, God. You are soon to come. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up our companion this morning, God. Continue to hold on to him, God. Watch him white as snow, God. Let him begin to walk the house, God. Calling on the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, God. Because we realize there's power in the name of Jesus this morning. It's power in Jesus in the afternoon. It's power in the Jesus at night time, all day long, God. Let us begin to call on your name like never before, God. We thank you this morning, God. We give you the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You are absolutely right. It's power. God has given us that Holy Ghost power to make changes, that consuming power, that fire. You are absolutely right, Mother Jackson. That is absolutely correct how you decreed and declared to walk the house, to speak blessings over yourself, to encourage yourself, to sit and know that you have the ability, the authority to change the things that's going on in your life. And that is awesome. God does not give us a spirit of defeat. God gives us the knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. And as we spoke on yesterday, we realized that in order for us to succeed, be prosperous, Jesus, we have to abide in Jesus. His Holy Spirit is already there with us. We have to invite the invitation. We have to be the one to sit and open our mouths and seek ye first the kingdom of God and allow the Spirit to work for us. But we have to. It was established yesterday. It was established all through the week previously that we have to have a connection with God. There are things that we have to do in order to for God's characteristics to come into our life. And the number one thing is that we have to abide in Christ. We have to abide in Christ. We have to be joined in order for he is the vine. The word said that he is the vine. God is the gardener. We are the branches. And in order for our branches to the fruit to manifest, we have to be connected to God, to Christ. We have to have a knowing of who he is. And then we have to sit. We remove ourselves out of the way, allow him to consume us, his Holy Spirit to consume us, so our fruits can bear. And as we spoke yesterday, we said that the fruits that we're talking about are the fruits of the Spirit, virtues, the characteristics of Christ. And that's what we are finishing. We're going to be talking about them all week, this week, because they are very important. They are essential to your life. In order for you to be successful, not even just successful here, successful in the kingdom of God. It comes with the kingdom of God, not having your mind. You have to have things right here on earth. As my apostle always say, you have to work with the things in the natural in order to attain the things into the spiritual. So we have to work on ourselves here. We have to start that intimate personal relationship here. We have to invite and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us so we can remain connected. And when we're connected, know that it's not, when you're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you, you have to trust it. You can't sit and keep giving him things, giving the Spirit things and then taking it back because it's not going the way that you want it to go. You have to realize I'm surrendering all. I'm surrendering my entire self. I'm stripped naked. You may even be in a prostrate position and saying, Father, listen, I'm a newborn baby. Or I may have failed, Father God, and I need you to come back in and do some surgery, Father God, but I can't do it by myself. So you're then allowing the Holy Spirit. You're saying, I can't do anything because without you, I'm nothing. So come in. Come in and make the necessary changes. And those changes may be hurtful. Those changes may have you in a happy place. Those changes may have you in a hurtful place. Hurtful changes sometimes strips us. Changes bring on humility to bring you to humbleness. Changes is not always easy, but the beauty of it is once you make those changes, you'll be able to see the beautiful product, the no blemishes, because you let go and you let God. You took yourself out of the situation. And that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about the different fruits of the Spirit. Today we will be talking about joy and peace, and you know, just letting you know that they're essential. There are things that you need in order for your fruit to manifest, in order for that seed, the seed of joy, needs to be planted, nurtured by whom? The gardener, God. So my sister Monica is going to speak to us this morning and rap about joy. Go ahead, sister, if you want to press one.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to start out by talking and speaking on joy, because this is something that's very vital to our faith, and our faith needs joy. Our faith has to have joy, and that joy is going to manifest because our faith is growing, that our faith is intact. I just want to say that that first and foremost, that our desire is to remind the body of Christ that our joy is a reward of having faith. And in Jeremiah 31:25, it says, "For I have given you rest. I have given rest to the weary and joy to the sorrowing." This is Jesus Christ. This is God telling us that he has given us a spirit of rest. He's given us the ability to rest from weary and to have joy in the place of sorrow. And in doing so, this is going to be one of the rewards, one of the side effects of us having faith in him and abiding in him. So the importance of us having this joy is very vital, because we need this coping skill. We need this ability, this fruit of the Spirit to actually press forward in life when we have anything that's going against us. And to the believers that do not believe that they have developed joy right now, we want to help you recognize and understand that you will receive everlasting joy. Your sorrow and mourning, it will disappear, but it will be replaced with joy and gladness. Now, see, this is something that we have to remember and continually remind ourselves of, because this is what Isaiah 35 and 10 told us. Now, expect to seek, expect and seek the experience of joy of faith. Don't allow yourself to not pull on this ability that God has given us. This is a gift. And this fruit that we will be able to mature, this gift of joy, of being able to rejoice in all situations, this is something that is a byproduct of having faith. It is essential for us to have this joy, because this joy is going to give us the ability to smile even at a funeral. Through all the grief or whatever that may come upon you, you will have the ability to still smile under the circumstances, because there's a joy in your heart. Your mind and your heart will connect with a knowing and a gladness that you have a Savior that has redeemed you, that you have a future hope. And it'll also give you the ability to appreciate what we have instead of what we've lost, that what we may not have anymore, or something that we've fallen away from. This is something that we will be able to draw on, and it'll give us a pleasant reminder that it's okay that we lost this thing or that thing in life. Because whatever we have in this life is temporary, but what's important is the eternal things of our eternity, and that salvation that our Redeemer gave us, that's the future hope. That's what joy is about. That's what we draw on to be in a mindset that when we get up in the morning, that we can continue to truly press forward. Now, just imagine that you are a tree of life. And if you can imagine yourself as a tree, every single one of us as an individual tree, we have a tree that has been planted. Seed that was planted when we were born again. And that seed comes up out of the ground because God's Holy Spirit has anointed it. He's touched us. He's watered us. He's put us in a place where we can actually germinate from the soil and rise up. But as the tree grows, it develops a trunk. And this trunk is what we're going to identify as the faith, as our faith. Now, the faith is the trunk of your tree of life, but think of joy as fruit on a branch that this tree produced. This is the evidence that the seed of faith that we had planted by our Lord and Savior exists. Now, joy is proof that your strength comes from the Lord. This is the evidence that there is substance there. There is substance of your faith, because now you're experiencing something called joy. This is the ability to laugh and smile in the midst of having tears in your eyes, because you are in sorrow and you are experiencing some grief or whatnot. But see, that's the ability to turn on your joy. And see, this is a conscious decision to turn on your joy. This is something that we have to actually exercise. This is a muscle that we must actually use, and we must draw on it, because this is a gift from God. This fruit that we will bear is going to carry us through times of situations and just make things bearable in life, because joy is supposed to be unconditional. And see, we have to understand that joy is not the same as happiness, and there's a difference. See, unlike happiness is related to the reaction to something good, a blessing or a reward or a positive event or circumstance. But see, joy is the state of being in the absence of all that pleasure or anything that may have given you that happy reaction. But see, joy is a state of mind. It's a state of your heart. It's a state of your being. And it's like being okay in all circumstances. And because of that, you are drawing from the faith that all is well, because you have the promise of the salvation that you and I are redeemed by Jesus Christ to receive eternal life with God. And see, when we pull on this joy, will actually make us produce a fruit that we will actually be able to serve out to others in the body of Christ. This joy will uplift others in the body of Christ. Because, see, this fruit that we're developing, this spiritual fruit, the joy of it, the joy of fruit will actually be contagious, because other people are going to experience it, not just us. It's going to go outside of us. See, joy is not only internal, it's external. And see, it has an effect on others. So when you develop this fruit of joy, you're going to feed other people and not even knowing it, because you're going to change the atmosphere. You're going to change the situation, because the vibe that you're giving off, that you have joy, it's going to tap into the spirit of the people around you, because you're going to change the whole room. You're going to bring light into a dark situation, because you are smiling through a difficult circumstance or a struggle. You're going to have that effect on the people around you, the same way Jesus Christ had that effect on the people around him. And they draw near to him. And see, that's where people are going to draw near to you, because this fruit is going to be so delicious. This fruit that you're going to bear is going to be so powerful. This fruit that you're going to bear is going to have so much love dwelling through it, because this is what God gave us. This is a gift. This is something that God gave us as a byproduct, as a result of our faith, because we're abiding in him. And then when we take this faith and we take it to express the gratitude side, we have a knowing that today's sorrow shall pass away, but our salvation is eternal. And see, as we go through life and we develop these fruits of the Spirit, everybody, I just want you to understand that each and every one that we bring up today, that we brought up yesterday, and that we will bring up in the future days, you have these abilities. You have the ability to mature all of these fruit on your tree of life. So just mind your tree of life. Be mindful that if you don't have it, ask God for it. Pray to God that he'll develop that fruit. Remember that whatever we ask, he'll give it to us. Because, see, this is a giving God. He's a loving God, and he wants these fruits of the Spirit. Because, see, what happens when we do have these fruits of the Spirit, they replace anything that is not of him. Whatever he's pruned or stripped away, this is what he's replacing it with. He's replacing it with joy, the fruit of joy. He's replaced it with the fruit of love and the fruit of peace. And, see, those are the things that we'll begin to resemble God in his image, because those are his characteristics. And I said all of that to say this. I'm going to close with Romans 15 and 13, and it says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. I love you all, and may God bless you beyond measure. I'm bringing it back to you, sister.
Amen, amen, sister. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as my sister stated, that joy, those are characteristics of God. Those are things. This is something that God wants us to have. This is the attitude, the Christ-like mindset that God wants us to have. And as he wants us to have, we've established love is essential. We see that joy is essential, and so is peace. Peace is also essential. And I looked up the word peace from my concordance, and it says a state of tranquility or quiet, a pact or agreement to end hostilities between two who have been at war or in a state of animosity. Harmony in personal relationships, especially with God. It's a state of security. So we go back to that personal relationship. We realize in order for us to attain any of the spirits, these fruits of the spirits, these characteristics that Galatians 5:22 and 23 speaks of, that we must have some life-changing things that go on in our life. We must have a
a renewing of the mind, a clean heart. We must have a personal, intimate relationship with Christ, and you're going to hear that every day, all day. That's coming out of when you hear words coming out of my mouth, because I want you to understand. I want you to get it. Not I want you, because it's the Spirit. The Spirit wants you to understand. Without the Spirit, we're nothing. Without the Spirit, nothing is going. You may have a temporary fix, because we know in this world that Satan can give us temporary fix. But see, when you attain the Holy Spirit, when you allow that Spirit to wake up in you and start doing things for you, it no longer has to be a temporary. It does not have to be a temporary fix. It can become an eternal fix. An eternal fix. Everything that these fruits of the Spirit, they are needed in the kingdom. They are needed in the kingdom. But first of all, like I said earlier, they are needed here. So first of all, we must also, like I said, the word peace isn't something that's easily attainable. People might sit and say, okay, well, yeah, today I have peace, or God, I just need peace. Know that in order for you to have peace, you have to work for it. Scripture says, Psalms 34:14 says, turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and maintain it. So with this, it said maintain. Maintain is to continue. Maintain you. Therefore, you have to put in work. How are we going to put in that work? We're going to ask the Holy Spirit. We're going to ask for forgiveness. We're going to repent. We're going to confess our sins. Then we're going to ask for a renewing of the mind. We're going to ask for a clean heart. We're going to do some soul fasting so our spirit, our soul can be cleansed, so we can be consecrated, sanctified. So and when we go before the Lord, then he can start pouring that peace in. But you have to sit, and you have to be a willing vessel. You have to be willing. It's just not going to enter. You have to put the work in. Just like it says, faith without work is dead. Well, peace without putting a peace in, putting in work to maintain that peace. You must change your attitude. In Matthew 5:9, which is the Sermon on the Mount, God blesses those who work for peace. They will be called the children of God. Let me say that again. God blesses those who work for peace. They will be called the children of God. Who on this line, wherever you are on this line because you are seeking God. You are on this line because you are trying to engage in personal, intimate relationships with God so you can have eternal life. I'm not assuming it. I'm speaking it. I'm decreeing it, and I'm declaring that you are on this line because you are seeking a change in your life. You are on this line because you want your fruit to be before God without blemishes. You want your heart to change. You want your mind to change so you can win the prize, which is eternal life, living in the kingdom of heaven with God. So here, he's given us the opportunity now, here on earth, to attain peace. But how do we do it? We must work. We must work, and we must maintain it. And as we're doing it, as scales are coming off, as things are changing in your life, you're no longer quarreling. You're no longer sitting and allowing different things to make you change from what. Once you ask God, okay, God, I can only speak for me. God, I need peace. And I said the other night, in order for us to receive things, we have to ask God to change us, for our circumstances to change. So what is he saying to you, to you, Evangelist Elect Nita, that you need to work on some things? Maybe you need, you not maybe, you need to change your mindset. You need to stop letting the little things that go on bother you and sit and focus on me. You've given it to me, so why are we constantly taking it back because somebody may have said something that you don't like, or because this person may look at you the wrong way, or because your answer? No, I have to renew my mind. And then when I go to the heart, cleansing of the heart, I have to sit in order for me to maintain the peace. I have to work, put work in when it comes to my heart. So what do I have to do there? I have to forgive. I have to forgive. You know, people always sit and say, "If I'll forgive you, but I won't forget." What, one thing that I'm asking God for in this season, Lord, help me to forget the things, because, see, when I don't forget it, that means that it's coming backwards. And, you know, it's, I'm going backwards because I'm reminded to sit when the wind may blow the wrong way, or the person may cross my path, to go back into what they may have done, said, or did to me. So I want my heart to be pure enough where I'm able to forget and forgive. I can forget. That doesn't mean I have to indulge with you, but I may have to feed you when you're hungry. It may be a possibility that I have to do those things. So I don't want to think about what you did to me. I want to put the work in and have a complete forgiveness. I want the Holy Spirit to renew my mind. Take away the hurt if it brought hurt. Take away the pain, the deceit, and allow me to forgive, and not only forgive, forget. Allow me to peace will allow you to as well. It will guard you. I will ask God to guard my heart, to guard my heart, so I won't keep having the same thoughts over and over. I won't keep sitting and doing the same things over and over. I want to forget, and as well, I want to forgive, because God lets us know our forgiveness goes. He separates our forgiveness from the east to the west. You know what? That means it's never coming back. It's never going to meet up again, and that's what we have to do in order to maintain the peace. That's the type of work that we have to put in to maintain the peace that God wants us to have, to be for our, that fruit of the Spirit as it relates to peace. He wants us to have, you know, he wants us to be able to come to him and say, God, when we found your peace, please guard it. Please don't let nothing, don't let the unforgiveness creep back in. Don't let the hostility creep back in. Don't let the jealousy creep back in. Don't let the filthy, foul mouth creep back in. Father God, just remove it. Remove it, Father God. Change my mindset, Father, because we know that the heart speaks to the mind. So we, those two have to work hand in hand. You have to have a forgiving heart in order for your mindset to change. You have to have a changed heart so your filthy and ugly ways don't keep coming back, so you can repeat the cycle over and over. Because as we spoke yesterday, God will prune. He will sit. And if you're not manifesting, the word said the branch get cut off and put in fire. So we have to understand that we have to sit and have and that work, the work that he's talking about, we have to make some changes in our own life. And then we must have faith in order to maintain peace. Romans 5:1, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. What has Jesus Christ, our Lord, done for us? He died on the cross so we can have eternal life. He died And when he died, our sins died with him. He gave us a resurrection. He resurrected us. He gave us a resurrection. He gave us an opportunity to go into a newness. He gave us an opportunity to change the old things. We don't have to wear the same old clothes. We don't have to wear the clothes that you wore when you was a drug dealer. You don't have to wear the clothes that you wore when you was a prostitute. You don't have to wear the clothes when you was out there being an addict. You don't have to wear the clothes that you had on when you was a backstabber. You don't have to have the clothes on when you was out there hustling and deceiving people, being a liar, a manipulator. You don't have to keep on those same things. Your mind don't have to be the same. Your heart will not remain the same. Because when he died, those things died with him. We just choose to keep bringing them back over and over and over again. The process to obtain these different fruits of the Spirit is not easy. It's not. Because you have to make a conscious decision that God will now be the head of your life. He is your focal point. You have to make a conscious decision that you no longer control your mind, your heart, anything about you. You letting go and you letting God handle whatever the situation is. And yes, it's easy for you to sit and speak those words. But when you seeking a true, intimate relationship with God, you don't have a problem. You shouldn't. I'm going to say that. You shouldn't have a problem with letting God change you so you can have eternal life. What God did by sacrificing his only begotten son, it shouldn't go in vain. It shouldn't. We should be sitting and having a mindset that, yeah, I didn't did this. I didn't have my fun. I didn't whatever. But I want to get closer to God. So close that can't nothing come in between it. Not my husband, not my mama, not my children, not a job, not anybody. I want to work so I can have peace. I don't want the chaos that's always around me. And see, that's another thing too. When you have attained peace, when all type of chaotic stuff is going on around you, you don't even be moved. We was just talk about that. That's being comfortable in the presence of Christ. You're not even moved about anything that's going on because you're so focused, whether you sitting there meditating, reading his word, whether you in a Bible study, whether you in a conversation with somebody and y'all talking about Christ, you're not even moved. You're so in tune to that thing that hours have passed by. And the time just slips by because you're so in tune to it that you don't even know that 5 or 6 hours may have taken place. But you are in the presence of God. You are at peace. You are at peace. And then I would like to sit and say a lot of people feel like that peace and rest, they do work hand in hand. It is a scripture in the Bible where God gave some people were fighting. It was a fight. And God gave, it's in the Old Testament. I'll provide the scripture to you tomorrow. They were in the Old Testament, and God stopped them. He gave them peace. He gave them peace. He stopped. It was no longer fight. They were no longer fighting. But in that state of peace, he did not just allow them to rest. He gave them enough peace where they were able to get some strategies together. They were able to build walls and do different things. So when the next attack comes, they would be prepared. When God gives you peace, that doesn't mean that you just lay there and you don't do anything. That means that he has stopped some things. He has stopped some things. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He has stopped right now. We are in a state where things are stopped. We have been there for now, what, 3-4 months, some things have stopped. And as I gave a testimony before, the stoppage of things, God has granted me peace, but he's granted me some peace where there's some skill building that needs to be put into place. There's some coping mechanisms that need to be in place so I can fix the little things that trigger me. There's some time for me to sit and do some more consecrating. There's some more time for me to continue to meditate on his word day and night so my petition, when it goes before whomever, that it shall be granted. See, the peace that he gave me for me to just lay down is not for me to just get in my bed. It gives me the opportunity to fine-tune some things that need to be fixed. It gives me the opportunity to let go and let God and allow my vision. I'm able to sit and see the different things that I need to fix. It's giving me some time to sit and see some of the things that I need to replace, the little things that I need to replace in order to get to the peace. So understand, the point that I'm trying to make here today is, in order for you to receive peace, in order for you to attain peace, you must maintain the mindset, the renewing of the mind, the changing of the mind. Nothing should be able to get you into a point where you get so angry that the things that start coming out of your mouth tearing somebody down. Nothing that happens, you should get so angry that you go back to the point where you putting your mouth on them and stabbing the very people that may be helping you or doing something. We have to sit. It's a work. It's a work in process. And realize that God will give you this fruit. He will give you this characteristic. It is an attitude of Christ. And we must want to always be Christ-like. I pray on today that what Monica talking about joy, me talking about peace, that it helps someone to know you don't have to stay in the same mindset. You don't have to have the same heart. You have to replace those things, and there's benefits when you replace them. I know that I love the fact that me obtaining love, joy, and peace, that I can be called a child of God. I want to be called the child of God. It is a privilege. It is an honor to know that my Father calls me his child. And I pray that each and every last one of you feel that same way. I pray that each and every one of you have taken the word and you're willing to apply the word in your life so you too, that your fruit will be acceptable to God, that your fruit will not, you will not just give God anything, you will give him the best that you have, and that your fruit will just multiply. It won't just stay with you. That same fruit, that same grade of fruit, that same size of fruit, it will go on to generation to generation to generation, because that's what you're passing on. You're not passing on evilness. You're not passing on wickedness, but you're passing on love, joy, and peace. I pray that you all have a beautiful, joyous day in the Lord. Don't forget, 8 p.m. tonight, come back, break the word of life with us, sit and allow, hear what the Holy Spirit has put into place for you, me, and everybody else, knowing that God, it is the Holy Spirit that's doing this. It has nothing to do with man. It's a man that has made a decision to be a faithful servant of God. A man that right now is there, that God is allowing his fruit to manifest. So come out with us tonight on our AVM conference line and break the bread of life with us. And remember, keep God first in your life. Know that God will never leave you neither will he forsake you. And he wants you to have the best life ever. He wants your fruit to be a fruit that when you go into to the farmer's market, that it's the first fruit that's seen. I want that mango right there. I want it so big and pretty. So our AVM prayer line, is the number is 385-799-9620. Again, 385-799-9620. Come out, break the bread of life with us, 8 p.m. tonight. Put your seatbelts on. Put your helmet on, too. Even put on the shoes because you don't know where you're going to land. You might have to pull a parachute out. But I just sit and I challenge you. And not just you. Tell a friend who could tell a friend and tell a friend. Sharing is caring. You do not want to miss the movement that God has right now. Be blessed. 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow again at 7 a.m. Have a great day.
I'm blessed, y'all.